Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad coming off an impressive win over Lafayette, getting ready to travel to Albany and against the Leopards. I mean, everything worked. You guys really took care of business all three phases.
Yeah, it really started out well. I knew our guys were going to be ready to play, or I was hoping they were going to be ready to play due to it being family weekend and everything. And our opening drive, we scored, and then we held them to three and out, and then our next drive, we had like a 13-play drive and scored again to make it 13-0. We missed our extra point. And then it kind of snowballed. It got kind of crazy, you know. In the second quarter, we had it started out with an interception return for a touchdown. Then their very next possession, we had a punt return for a touchdown. Then they went for a fourth and one on their own 29. Ironically enough, we had great field position, and we didn't score. We fumbled inside the five-yard line. Then they punted back to us. We scored on the next drive, and then another interception return before the half. So a 20-0 lead midway through the second quarter turned into 49-0 at halftime. And as I said, it snowballed in our favor. And, you know, it was just kind of a weird second quarter from that perspective. But it was great to score offense, defense, special teams. It was great to get a lot of young players in the game. We played, we didn't play any of our starters really in the second half. Some of our defensive starters started out the half, but we got a lot of young guys in the game. So it gave them that great game experience because, as I mentioned to you before, it's hard to duplicate game speed in practice. So anytime we can get guys that maybe haven't got a lot of reps in some of the other games an opportunity to play, that's invaluable down the road.
We've talked a lot about the running backs and their success. Talk about the pass catchers, how they've developed.
They're doing a great job. Obviously, it starts with Ryan Bell, our tight end. He's our leading receiver right now. He had two touchdowns in this game. He's a favorite target of Zach. Then Taurus Phillips and Jarrett McClinton are two slot receivers. I think Jarrett had three or four catches right in a row. I think they're the only three or four he had in the game, but he didn't play the whole second half, as I already stated. But, you know, he converted a really nice first down for us, gained 19 or so yards on one of his plays. And then, Brandon Chadbourne's doing a nice job with his development. You know, hasn't been targeted as much as some of the guys I just mentioned. He just hasn't been in there as much with Zach from a timing perspective. Those other guys have been with Zach the whole time Zach's been playing. So he's comfortable with Ryan Bell. He's comfortable with Taurus Phillips, and he's comfortable with Jarrett McClinton. And, the other guys are really coming along. We get Zach Kirkston back this week. He got knocked out of the Temple game with a bruised rib, so he missed last week. He wasn't cleared to play, so we're getting him back. So the receiving core is developing nicely, and we're hoping that Zach can continue his development, and his accuracy has been really phenomenal at this point in time.
Albany coming off that big win over Monmouth, what jumps out at you about them?
They're very good on offensive skill. They have a lot of guys back on defense. They actually remind me of us a little bit. They're not the biggest team, whether they're D-line and O-line. We've played bigger, you know, guys up front before, obviously in the Temple game and so on. And we're not the biggest, if you look at our defensive front three guys and so on. So they remind me of us in a way that they run to the football, they gang tackle, they play physical, they're very aggressive on defense, they move a lot, they slant and angle to, you know, get those smaller, quicker athletes, not just from sitting there playing gap football and taking on double teams. And then offensively, they got four wideouts. I only remember two of them from last year, so I think there's a couple new guys, and, I think they got a lot of good skill, and they got the returning leading rusher in the backfield. In number 24, Eby, coming off a season where he had 1,400-plus yards. So they're a good team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.